Escalating violence could threaten Burma's reforms. What do water balloons have to do with the gospel? And do you need some extra motivation to get into Scripture for Easter? Well, we've got some for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence could threaten so-called progress in Burma. The country's under a state of emergency following rising unrest.
It's just continual upheaval for the people over there, and there's little protection for them from their government. There were also two churches that were burned to the ground in Kachin State, and there's been a lot of violence against the Christians.
In trying to change the face of Burma, the country's president faces challenge after challenge. Vision Beyond Borders works with partners in Burma to help refugees and orphans.
Through all of the conflict and the genocide that leaves a lot of orphans in that country, and so there's a lot of work to be done.
You can help provide food, clothing, and medicine through VBB at missionnetworknews.org. Ask God to protect his people in Burma.
What the enemy means for harm, God can turn for good, and so if people would just pray for protection for the people and that God will use that to reach many more.
Next, sharing the gospel will soon become a criminal offense in Kazakhstan. Forum 18 News says a new law will allow religious leaders and those who share their faith to be imprisoned for 3 to 4 months. In May, the government's expected to approve the law's wording. Parliament can make it official by July. Religious freedom has been steadily on the decrease in Kazakhstan since 2011. Pray that this law would be stopped. Pray that the gospel will continue to spread in that country. You're listening to Mission Network News. What would you do if an item you used every day jumped from only costing $10 to costing $42? For Haiti with Love ran into that problem with their burn cream, which has a precious metal in it. The cost of silver went up, which led to the cost of their cream going up. But they have the opportunity to fix that problem. Eva DeHart says,
I have the opportunity with Blessings International to get in on one of their bulk orders from out of country. And if I can come up with $4,000, I can get an entire year's supply of silver sulfidizing.
Many of Haiti's burn victims are hurt because of voodoo rituals, and the team uses that as a way to share the gospel.
We have a loving God who doesn't want you to go through those rituals. You can get their attention in a hurry because they don't have to do that anymore.
Pray that there would be continued opportunities to be the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, Zambia's Youth Day is all about opportunity. Although the nation marked it back on March 12th, it was a reminder that youths are important. Parades, sporting events, and other celebrations marked that day. Christian World Outreach President Greg Yoder says the young men they help made some important decisions that day.
The young men, the nephews, they voted to still have English lessons that day. After doing some English lessons, did some fun activities, and actually had some water Olympics.
So what do water balloons have to do with the gospel? Everything.
It's looking for a way to make a living and beat out anybody. So they've been able to teach them through some of their game times how to be gracious winners and losers.
In a culture where losing can mean death, games test what they've learned about Christ.
One thing is to give them an opportunity to have some fun, but also it helps them teach some lessons. It was great to hear that there were no fights during this competitive time of just playing with some water balloons, and they actually encouraged each other in the events.
And are you looking for a little motivation to dive into the Bible this Easter season? Well, one way to do this is by downloading the app Easter 2013 by Biblica on your smartphone. You'll begin your journey by retracing Jesus' steps during the week before his death. And then after Easter, you'll read about how God overcame death and rose again. To find out how you can download it, visit us at missionnetworknews.org and pray that this app will reach the hearts of those who've never heard the gospel before. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running, or are we willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.